Welcome to Floor Yoga, mindfulness-based stress reduction. As with the body scan, please allow yourself to approach this time with the same compassionate care and attention to the body and to your experience. Remember, by playing this program regularly, as recommended in the class, you're giving yourself a precious gift, a gift of your own time and gentle, kind attention. Setting aside this time to take care of the body, taking an active part in your own health and well-being. In this program, especially following along as best you can, letting the guidance you hear be only a suggestion. It's important to do only what you feel capable of doing and refraining from whatever does not seem to be appropriate to your body at this time. Letting your body's wisdom and your own sensitivity to your body override any guidance I might be providing about doing a certain stretch or pose, or how long to hold a position. It can be helpful to experiment with finding about 60% effort in this program. Being open to dialing back any pushing or straining and seeing what's available to you with an extremely gentle touch. As we are cultivating awareness and deeper sensitivity to ourselves, we are working up to our limits, with curiosity and openness, learning what and where our limits are, taking our time and experiencing them fully, honoring them, and just as importantly, not pushing beyond them. We will instead be looking deeply into where our boundaries and limits are, with full acceptance of them, not pushing or forcing ourselves to be different than where we are right now. Not comparing ourselves to how we used to be, how we wish we were, or how someone else is. Just being with this body as it is. If you continue regularly with care and attention, you may find that your limits are changing by themselves. So coming to each practice in a spirit of patience, openness, and acceptance. The best results will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. It is enough to just do what it says to do as best you can, paying full attention to how the body is feeling at each moment. Is a stretch producing sensations of tingling, pulling, tugging, warmth? Radiating, penetrating, something else? Just feel what that sensation is. Try to just notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. Even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my leg, knee, back? Exactly where is it? What qualities does this feeling have? Is my mind reacting? Or responding to these feelings. If you wish or need to skip something in this program, you can just move into a posture that's comfortable for you, closing the eyes and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what the program is describing in as much detail as possible. Taking your time and making sure that your breath is fully available throughout this program. You might even experiment with eyes open or closed sometimes, noticing how this may affect your level of concentration. So let's begin by lying down on the back on a comfortable mat or pad on the floor with the legs outstretched and allowing the feet to fall away from each other, allowing the palms of the hands to face the ceiling if that's comfortable. Noticing the basic alignment of the body, whether the head, neck, torso are aligned and balanced with one another. Becoming aware of the places where the body is supported, where there's contact with the floor or the mat. Just letting the body be supported and allowing all the muscles to just let go to whatever degree this is possible, as if they were melting into the floor. With each out-breath, as if you could let go of any stress or strain accumulated from the day. And on the in-breath, as if you could breathe in vitality, new energy, and strength. This pose is called the corpse pose. It's about letting the body be very still, but also being alert and allowing the energy of the breath to fill the body. Becoming aware of the body in its entirety, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, feeling the body as one system. Also becoming aware of the breath. Where do you find the breath in the body? It may be near the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the belly. Just tuning into the breath in the body now and feeling the breath wherever you notice it. Not controlling the breath, but just following the breath. There may be long breaths or short breaths, bringing curiosity and interest, appreciation even, to the breath. Bringing awareness into the belly and following the movement of the abdomen as it expands and contracts. You might even place a hand on the abdomen, feeling the breath here, letting go of any thoughts or judgments by acknowledging them and allowing those to just flow on through. Returning attention again to this natural movement of the abdomen. And now, as you're ready, bringing the arms up slowly, purposely, stretching the arms up and overhead, feeling the sensations of this movement. Letting the arms go overhead, perhaps widening the arms, letting the elbows bend if that's more comfortable. And at the same time, stretching the feet in the opposite direction, just opening the middle of the body and tuning into the sensation of the stretching, lengthening of the body. Stretching the arms, not too strenuously, but feeling the energy and movement moving up in one direction, the energy and movement in the legs and toes moving in the other direction. Really stretching every joint and feeling each part of the body in this stretch. And then slowly letting go, letting the arms slowly, mindfully travel back to rest alongside of the body. And now, slowly letting go, letting the arms slowly, mindfully travel back to rest alongside the body. Really experiencing the arms relax as they return to the floor. And just feeling the result of this simple stretch in the body. And returning to awareness of the breath. Bringing attention to the body, and whatever it is that you may notice about how the body feels, having done that stretch. How does it feel to be lying down with the breath, with this body? And now, as you're ready, taking the arms to stretch out to either side of the body, palms facing down, bending the knees so the knees are pointed up towards the ceiling, placing the soles of the feet on the floor about hip-width apart. This may be about a foot apart. Spreading and pressing the lower back against the floor. You may notice that the pelvis tips upward as the lower back is pressed onto the floor. So we'll be inviting the body to join a series of pelvic tilts to allow movement and blood flow into this region of the body and bringing attention and awareness to these movements. When you're ready, gently arching the low back, keeping the pelvis on the floor. This may cause a feeling of rolling the pelvis forward and creating a small space under the back, in the lower back, a small arch where you could put your hand if you wanted. And then when you're ready, pressing the low back against the floor again and allowing the pelvis to tilt back, pushing down on the hand. And if you like, you might continue this movement in conjunction with the breath. Gently rocking and moving the pelvis back and forth, arching the low back on the inhale, filling the belly with breath, and then on the exhale, rolling the pelvis back, pressing the low back onto the floor, moving at your own pace. You might imagine the pelvis is a bowl containing water that you're attempting to pour forward and backward. Just continuing at your own pace, allowing the breath to be your guide in this gentle series of pelvic tilts. Now, as you're ready, taking the knees and, as you can, very gently pulling them close in towards the chest as best you can, wrapping the arms around the shins or knees or just holding the knees with the hands, whatever feels appropriate, and holding the knees close into your chest. If you like, you can rock a little bit back and forth or side to side, gently massaging the back on the mat if you want, lifting the head towards the knees, pulling the body into the shape of a ball, squeezing gently, lovingly the body into a ball and rocking, massaging the muscles of the back as you do this. And you can even try moving in circular motions in one direction and another. And now, as you're ready, keeping hold of the right knee and extending the left leg out onto the floor, bringing the right knee towards the chest, and if it's comfortable, holding the knee or the shin with the hands or the arms, keeping the head on the floor if you like, or, as you feel ready, bringing the forehead towards the knee and the knee towards the head as best you can, just finding your limit wherever you end up, accepting that, and just breathing here now. If you notice sensations of tension of any intensity, just breathing into those. And on the exhale, letting go of those sensations, allowing them, if you can, to flow out. And now switching legs, letting the right leg extend out onto the floor and drawing the left knee in, bringing it in just towards the chest if you want, lifting the head towards the knee, feeling the body and its messages of where your limits are, stopping there, backing off, but if you can, staying the place of your limit to whatever degree you're experiencing it, whatever degree is possible for you. And now letting go, releasing the left leg to extend back out, letting the arms rest at the sides, at the corpse posture, bringing awareness to any sensations that may be available to you in the body, pulsation or tingling, Just checking in, seeing what's here for you now. Bringing attention back to the breath, the abdomen expanding and contracting. And now turning over to come onto the hands and knees, moving slowly and deliberately, taking into awareness all the movements that are brought to this process of turning over, and moving with the hands directly under the shoulders, the knees about hip width apart under the pelvis, with the back flat as best you can, just like a table. If it feels comfortable for you, beginning some cat-cow stretches, starting by breathing out and arching the back up as high as it'll go, just like a cat. Feeling this arch and allowing the head to hang down, also letting the shoulders participate in the stretch. The pelvis and buttocks are tucking as the back is arched and stretching up. And when you feel ready, on the inhale, reversing this stretch and slowly letting the belly drop down towards the ground, bringing the head and buttocks to move up into the air, looking back or towards the ceiling or whatever degree is comfortable for your neck. Arching the back in the other direction. And when you feel ready, on an exhale, bringing the back up again, arching the back, letting the head and buttocks drop down. On an inhale, letting the belly drop down as the head and buttocks move up. Continuing to go at your own pace, letting the movement follow the breath as you inhale, dropping the belly down, and exhale, arching the back up. Letting the head drop and really stretching out the back like a cat, easing up to your limits and not straining. And when you're ready, returning to the table pose, beginning to raise the left arm up, extending it out in front of the body, looking down the arm and past the fingers, and also lifting the right leg up, straight back behind the body, so that the left hand and right foot are stretching in opposite directions. Just staying here, breathing, balancing, taking notice of the strength in the leg muscle and back. Notice the muscles and the way they're moving to allow you to remain in this position. Seeing if there's any extra tension or holding that's not in fact necessary for holding this position. Staying here for a few more breaths if you choose. And then placing the right knee and left hand back down on the mat. Noticing the sensations, the result of that movement. And when you're ready, from table pose, bringing the right arm up, looking all the way down the right fingertips, and now lifting the leg up with the foot straight back behind the body. Noticing the body's efforts at balancing. Holding for a few breaths. And lowering the knee and the arm, returning back to hands and knees on the mat. When you're ready, returning once again to lying down on the back, noticing all the sensations and efforts in the body that get you there. Placing the feet back on the floor and with the knees pointed towards the ceiling, at your own pace, doing a few more pelvic tilts, bringing energy and awareness into this area of the body, loosening up in the belly and the spine. You may notice this movement in other areas of the body, allowing the body to be stretching back out, allowing your attention to return to the abdomen and the breath. when you're ready, with your feet on the floor, knees pointed towards the ceiling, soles of the feet about hip width apart, taking the pelvis and lifting it right up off the mat, not tilting it, but pressing the soles of the feet into the mat, allowing the weight of the body to be resting in the soles of the feet, in the shoulders, in the head. Lifting the pelvis and keeping the knees no more than hip width apart as best you can. Lifting and holding and feeling this stretch in the body. Seeing if there's any extra tension or holding that's not really necessary for holding this position. Maybe letting the arms be relaxed. The face relaxed as much as possible. Feeling the thigh muscles. And if you need to return to the floor before I say to, just going ahead and doing that. Returning the pelvis back up when you're ready. Doing this program in your way. For your body. Whenever you're ready, very slowly letting the spine come back to contact with the mat, one vertebra at a time. Starting at the top, near the neck and shoulders, letting one vertebra at a time come to rest on the mat until finally the tailbone can rest gently on the mat. Stretching the arms alongside the body, stretching out the legs, and just feeling that stretch in the body for a few moments. Feeling the breath in the body. Letting the body be relaxed and sinking into the mat and just being present to the body. Any thoughts or judgments coming through, letting them just come and go as they do. Not holding on to them or getting caught up in them. Just returning to your experience of the present moment. Returning to this practice and its focus on giving your body this gentle, kind attention. Engaging in this compassionate self-care. Taking an active role in your own health and well-being. And so now let's do a simple twist with the body. When you're ready, bringing the hands behind the head and the knees still bent, knees together as much as they can, and very gently letting the knees fall to the right side. However far they go to the floor is fine. The knees may not stay touching, just letting the left knee hang there and allowing the soles of the feet to lift off the mat. So perhaps one side of the right foot is touching the mat, just relaxing into this stretch. If you like, turning the head to the left, letting the body gently twist. Feeling the sensations in the spine, in the legs, wherever you feel this particular stretch. Just allowing the body to relax into the stretch, letting gravity move and sink the body into the stretch. Letting the breath move the body, letting the muscles let go to whatever degree that's possible. Now on an in-breath, returning the knees to the center, and the head centered, facing the ceiling. Gently letting the knees fall to the left side. Again, allowing the side of the left foot to be in contact with the mat. And if you like, turning the head and looking to the right. Again, just letting the body just relax into this twist, whatever degree you're comfortable. Just receiving the stretch and accepting however this twist is expressed in the body. Bringing awareness to the breath and the sensations this pose is bringing into the body. When it feels right for you, returning the knees and the head to center. Releasing the hands and letting the legs extend outward, returning once again to the corpse posture. Just tuning into the body and the breath, receiving and absorbing whatever sensations are available in the body right now. And now bending the left knee with the foot on the floor, taking a breath in. On your exhale, raising the right leg in the air, straightening the right leg, if possible, bringing the leg up perpendicular to the floor, but wherever your leg goes is fine. Bringing that right leg up as best you can, perhaps keeping the foot flexed so the sole of the foot is somewhat parallel to the ceiling. But wherever your leg winds up is fine. Really just letting the arms, the face relax, focusing attention on the belly, which may be somewhat contracted as it's engaged in lifting the leg. Letting it continue to expand on the in-breath and deflate on the out-breath. If you like, you can move the foot and circle the foot and ankle, feeling the muscles that move the foot and breathing. You might feel this in the muscles holding the leg up, as well as the hamstring. And if you like, taking hold of the right leg at the calf or the thigh, bringing a gentle stretch into the leg to whatever point this is comfortable. And when you're ready, if you like, bringing the head up to meet the knee, or just in the direction of the knee, supporting the leg with the hands at the calf or the thigh, bringing a stretch into the leg and the spine, and holding here if that's what's okay for your body. Breathing through the intensity. And now letting go, slowly letting the leg return to the floor, mindfully at every point, really feeling the weight of the leg come down and relax to the floor. Really feeling the release. The release as the leg returns to the floor, receiving that support from the floor. Now breathing and noticing the difference in sensation between one leg and the other. When you're ready, bending the right knee and letting the sole of the right foot return to the mat next to the left leg. And now with the left leg, straightening the knee, taking a deep breath in, on the exhale, lifting the leg up, straight up. So if it's possible, the sole of the left foot is parallel with the ceiling, the left leg perpendicular to the floor. And of course, if that's not where your leg ends up, just letting it be wherever it is, at whatever angle that you find your own limits to be. Keeping the leg extended up again, noticing the abdominal muscles engaged. It's still breathing, expanding into the belly as best you can. Keeping the back, the arms, the face relaxed. If you like, again, moving the foot and ankle in circles. You might take hold of the left leg at the calf or the thigh, and bringing the head forward towards the knee, allowing the spine to stretch along with the left hamstring, holding and breathing. Whatever way you're doing this, just really being present to the body right now, and all the sensations involved in keeping the leg in this position. And now when you're ready, slowly floating the leg down, mindfully feeling every movement, inch by inch, letting the leg come down, experiencing as it comes down, without necessarily seeing the leg as it comes down, experiencing the wave of release as the leg returns to the floor. Now letting both legs extend out below the body, straightening the legs and coming back to the breath in the abdomen. Full awareness of each breath in, each breath out. Participating in this moment really experiencing right here, this body, right now. Now coming to lie down on the left side. And again, really noticing the movements the body uses to get itself to one side. Perhaps propping the head on the left hand, left elbow on the floor, and the right hand in front of the belly, also resting on the floor. If this is not comfortable, you can also let the head rest in the crook of your elbow with your arm on the floor. Now on an in-breath, taking the right leg and slowly letting it just float straight up towards the ceiling, keeping the knees straight as best you can, holding the right leg up in the air, really experiencing what it feels like. Becoming aware of the muscles in the body and where the effort for this movement is coming from in the body. If you like, even probing the muscles of the leg and buttocks with your hand to see what muscles are participating in this stretch. Breathing, experiencing this intensity to whatever degree that's right for you. And as you're ready, slowly letting the right leg come down to meet the left leg, experiencing the wave of release. If you like, raising the leg up once again for a few breaths. And once again, slowly back down. And now turning onto the other side, the right side, the head being propped up by the right hand or resting on the crook of your right elbow. And now, as you're ready, lifting the left leg up into the air as high as it will comfortably go and holding here, breathing. And now lowering slowly in mindfulness the whole time, noticing inch by inch. And if you feel okay, raising it up once again. And letting it slowly, gently come down. And now coming to lie down on the belly. Letting the arms rest alongside the body, palms facing up towards the ceiling, and the head resting on one side or the other, whatever's comfortable for you. Taking a moment and noticing the breath in the body. The breath may be more noticeable in the abdomen or chest when lying on the belly. You might also feel the breath in the back as well. Just noticing the breath and feeling all the points of contact on the floor on each out-breath. Letting the whole body just be supported on the floor, on the mat, wherever you are. Just being held and supported here. And now, when you feel ready, taking the chin and resting the chin on the mat. And on an in-breath, lifting the left leg up in the air, keeping the leg fairly straight and noticing where the effort for this movement is coming from. Being aware of the body's efforts and sensations, maybe even feeling with the hands on the back of the leg, the buttocks, the back, where the effort is coming from for this stretch. Continuing to breathe. And now, gently lowering the left leg and resting the head to the other side. Feeling the result of that movement. Breathing deeply into the floor, face to one side. And now returning the chin to the floor. And on an in-breath, lifting the right leg up and keeping the leg fairly straight, being aware of the sensations in the body, in the abdomen, in the leg, and the back muscles. Keeping the face and the arms relaxed to whatever degree that's possible. Mindful of the back muscles. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the leg back down, resting the head to the other side, allowing the body to relax as best you can. Letting the body rest here for a moment. When you feel ready, putting the chin on the floor once again, and now gently lifting the head up, lifting up also the neck and the chest. Letting the pelvis and the feet stay on the mat, letting the weight of the body be in the pelvis, looking straight ahead or even at the floor if that's more comfortable for your neck. Just as if you were a snake, with no arms, lifting the body up to whatever degrees is comfortable and appropriate for your body. It may be a very small movement. Continuing to breathe, feeling the breath in the chest and belly. Whenever you're ready, letting the upper body very slowly return to the mat, resting the head down to one side. And again, letting the body sink into the floor, releasing, softening, letting go to whatever degree that's possible. Taking a few more breaths here, and now returning to lie down on the back, noticing all the movements the body just knows to make to lie down on the back. And as we close this floor yoga practice, we'll finish by becoming aware of just lying here, with the eyes closed if that's comfortable for you, aware of breath at the abdomen, letting go of any thoughts or memories. These exercises we've done during this time, and just being present to this moment. Just focusing on each breath and whatever sensations are arising, existing, and disappearing. Perhaps finding stillness, just bringing gentle, kind attention to the body in this moment. Noticing the body in its entirety and just experiencing the sensations, dropping any stories you might have about the body. As this time comes to an end, you might take a moment to congratulate yourself for your efforts today and to appreciate giving yourself this time you have prioritized for yourself, this time to take care of yourself, to develop greater strength and flexibility in body and in mind. Appreciating your own willingness to look deeply at this life, how it is experienced, moment to moment. With this practice of mindfulness and kind attention, we're developing appreciation for our body just as it is, and for this life just as it is, right now.